Good morning. This is Monk Sylvia from the Absolute Monastery, from the University of Healing and the University of Philosophy with Absolute Philosopher. And my title is, my thought about Absolute today is Intriguing Absolute. What has intrigued me the most with the word absolute is that it is, as you might say, absolutely intangible. Just the contrary to relative, which has its validity of its definition in all that is connected to my five senses. It is touchable, for example, it is seeable and changeable. And it is definitely part of the human experience. And it is fun. It's fun to run through a green spring meadow or to jump into the cool water of the swimming pool on a hot summer day. Not to mention sharing a good meal and a good laugh with good friends. So I asked myself, what is the benefit to even think about absolute? What is its validity? Well, I believe its validity is that it is intangible, because it describes the untouchability and unchangeability of my reality. My reality, in truth, is untouchable and never changes. I can say then of absolute that it is a concept. And it does not seem an easy task to live with concepts. And for me, it becomes easier to grasp when I think of my work in the relative, affirming my absolute nature, for example, when I say or make statements like, I'm whole and perfect. I'm ideal spirit, mind, and body. Both of these statements, for example, are concepts which are beyond a relative understanding. I don't know what really ideal spirit, mind, and body means, or really what it would mean to be whole and perfect in all its definition. But in me, my absolute nature, my understanding of who I am, is harmonious with statements that touch my true nature, and its all-invading intelligence, the intelligence in me, the divine intelligence, absolute intelligence, brings me in alignment with what is ideal about me, with what is whole about me, with what is blissful about me, and that is all that matters. It brings it to life in my experience. I still cannot touch it. I still don't know what ideal is. But who cares? It is who I am, absolute. And I'm perfect. I'm whole and perfect. And that's all I need to know. I'm ideal. I'm ideal spirit, mind, and body. And that's all I need to know. That's all I need to work with. And absolute is intriguing, but it's also fun. It's just fun to think about. So have yourself a great day, a wonderful day, thinking about life, thinking about absolute, whatever it our choice is, it's fine. And thinking about anything is always thinking about concepts. Have fun, and I love you, I love you, I love you.